As we continue our celebrations of Tuvalu Language Week 2022, we're joined now by Risi Conway, Takitaki with Kainga Tuvalu Dunedin for Aotearoa. Risi is 25 years old from the islands of Nanumanga and Nanumea in Tuvalu, and also Onotoa and Atabi. You're going to have to correct me with the pronunciation shortly, Risi. In Kiribati, she moved to Dunedin to study at the University of Otago in 2015. Risi currently works in the health sector and has a public health background, but her passion is in community building. She was on the Whono Whauwhautua Advisory Board at the Ministry for Pacific Peoples and helped develop the Pacific Languages Strategy, which was recently launched, I think, just last week in Parliament. A very warm welcome. Tarofa koe, Risi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Talofa Brian, Faftai, what an introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. And please, if you can pronounce the other beautiful island in Kiribati, please.
Of course, it is quite complicated. So it's called Tapitewea.
Tapitewea.
So I'm from there in Kiribati as well. Yeah.
Man, you have the best of both worlds, so to speak. Ah, so that's awesome.
Risi, yeah, quite a mix.
Yeah. Risi, firstly, when you think about home, Tuvalu, what is one of the favourite memories that always comes to your mind, you know, having lived in New Zealand for a number of years now?
Oh, Brian, I think my mind always goes back to my childhood. So when I was very young, probably from like 5 years old up until 13, my cousins and I would swim literally every single day in the ocean. And that was my favorite part. I always think of the ocean. And I think, you know, we've got the Pacific Ocean down here in Dunedin as well, but it's a different type of temperature here.
Oh, a different temperature. I'd say a space of like maybe 10, 15, 20 degrees, my life.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's Arctic temperatures.
Oh
yes.
My goodness. Risi, what brought you to Dunedin when you originally came over from Tuvalu?
Yeah, so I received a MPhat scholarship, and so that's how I ended up at the University of Otago. And then I guess I studied for a while, and then I met a local boy, and I've been here ever since. And we now share a two-year-old.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful indeed. Now, Risi, with regards to Tuvalu Language Week celebrations, can you share with us some of the amazing things that are happening or organised by Kainga Tuvalu in Dunedin?
Yeah, of course. So I just, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to the Ministry of Pacific Peoples for accepting our application for Language Week funding. So because of them, we've been able to put on a wide array of programs for our local community and the wider Pacific community. So we kicked off a day early, actually, at the Moananui Festival because it was on Saturday and not the Sunday. So we actually started on Saturday and we had stalls. We were selling crabs. We were dancing, doing our fateles. And then we had a church service to open Tuvalu Language Week the following day. And on Monday, because it was a public holiday, we decided to put the focus on mums and children. So we had a Matua and Tamaliki playgroup at the local Pacific Trust Otago. And we just did some song, learned some songs with the kids. And then they all got to go home with a couple of resources so they could learn at home with their mums and dads and grandparents and aunties and uncles. And then Tuesday, yesterday, we had a social volleyball game with the youth. And it was, while they said it was social volleyball, I was, to my surprise, it was not social at all. They were throwing spikes left and right. And I guess today, Wednesday, we're already halfway through our program. And tonight we've got a cooking class at Otago Polytechnic. Yeah, so a wide range of programs. And I guess we'll end the week on a high note. We've booked out one of the local camps, Camp Tirohanga, and the whole community is just going to spend 3 days together. Yeah.
What's the approximate number of our Tuvalu community in Dunedin currently, Risi, would you say?
I would say we're at about 80, yeah. Yeah, so less than 100.
So is that in terms of families or 80 in total of Tuvalu community members?
Oh, 80 individuals. Yeah. So our Tuvaluan community down here in Dunedin is quite, it's a mix. So we've got families who've been living here for years and years and, you know, intergenerational. So we've got grandparents, parents, children, grandchildren. And then we've also got a transient population because of all the students that come to the University of Otago. So we have taken it upon ourselves to care for those students that come down. And so we do a lot of things with them. Yeah.
Share with me some of the work that Kāinga Tuvalu Dunedin does, you know, in keeping the Tuvalu community in Dunedin connected, but maybe also some language initiatives, especially for our New Zealand Tuvalu members born in Dunedin. Risi?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Thank you, Brian. So I think that we definitely have to take a targeted approach. And I think what we've done down here in Dunedin is separate people into groups. So we have a heavy youth focus, and that's kids from just starting out in high school up until the university age, because we know that they'll have the basic grasp of the Tuvaluan language, but we also want to help them connect a bit more with their culture. So talking about their dreams, their aspirations, what they want to do to give back to the community, how they can do that through their study programs. And then once these students have graduated and gone back to, you know, whether Auckland or Wellington or wherever else, we hope we've instilled that in them. Yeah.
As a younger member of our Tuvalu community, but, you know, born and raised in Tuvalu and being able to speak the language, do you feel at times, Risi, there is a responsibility on you, especially from, you know, the mātua of the Tuvalu community in Dunedin to, you know, ensure, hey, pass on the knowledge, you know, you're born and raised, you know everything, pass it on to the young ones?
Yeah, it's quite funny, actually. A lot of my relatives in Tuvalu would say that I cannot speak Tuvaluan properly. But then you have the youth here in Tuvalu who go, "Wow, you're so fluent." So, you know, I'm in that middle ground where I can relate to both the elders and the young people. So I think for me it's personal duty and a personal need to want to help our youth. Yeah. So there's pressure from both ends, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. that sort of tug-of-war, eh? The tug-of-war, yeah. Responsibility tug-of-war on my life. Now, Risi, you know, for you, during this week, you know, how does it feel? What are some of the thoughts that come to mind, especially during Tuvalu Language Weeks, you know, highlighting and celebrating our Tuvalu community across Aotearoa?
Oh, sorry. Could you just repeat that question?
For you, being, you know, Tuvalu Language Week, how does it make you feel?
Oh, right. Yes, I think that it makes me very proud to be Tuvaluan. I am so lucky. I feel lucky as well because I live in a country that is, you know, obviously it's a Western country, not quite Western, but like a Palangi country, but there's such a heavy focus on embracing your Pacific side. And I think my partner, he is Māori and he comes from Ngaitahu, which is the local iwi, and their community is doing the same thing where they're trying to revitalize their language. And so with my in-laws being so strong in their culture, it pushes me to want to do the same. And I feel lucky living in Dunedin, despite us being very isolated and in a predominantly Palangi population, that there are supports there for us in terms of funding, in terms of leadership and community. Yeah. Thank you.
For our community in Tuvalu, in Dunedin, Tuvalu community, where do they go to find out more of the amazing things you're doing with, you know, Kāinga Tuvalu? And maybe some final words of encouragement, especially to our Tuvalu community, New Zealand-born community?
Good question. I guess, so at the last minute, because everyone else was doing it, we've created a Kāinga Tuvalu Otago Facebook page. So please give that one a follow. It's just Kainga, which is Kaiga Tuvalu Otago. And we're just posting everything about the week's happenings on there. In terms of where to go past Tuvalu Language Week, I think we've got representation on the Pacific Trust Otago board. So that's another good place to seek support from, which is the Pacific Trust Otago, our local Pacifica provider. And I guess final words of encouragement to our New Zealand-born youth and, you know, our New Zealand, our Tuvaluan elders who may or may not have been born in New Zealand. I would just say in Tuvaluan, whakamalosi kai kai tam whai o oa o whai ke ulu koe ki loto ia wanoanga ko lai mawhai ne koe oa o tālai te ngō Tuvalu, ne? Te la ka whai koe no foi se whenua pēnei mo New Zealand e māma fua te whia tō whia assimilate ki te olanga i konei kai ki au te meta au e tau whai ne koe ko te tū maui tō identity, ne? Tō wilonga pēlā ia koe se tino Tuvalu. Maisalo mo mea konei e tūi Tuvalu pēlā mo te climate change mo nisi mea tau mo whai o piki mau ki tō wilonga. So, sorry, Brian. So, in English, I'm basically just telling the youth and elders and all New Zealand residents of Tuvaluan heritage, make sure that you carry us, our name, our flag, loud and proud. It's going to be very easy. It's a very easy feeling to be the minority within the minority to want to assimilate. But I think we just have to be loud and proud. And I know most Tuvaluans love to be shy and meek, but I think that we need to just push ourselves to make ourselves known and, you know, support the causes that are going on back home, like climate change. All our ancestors, all our relatives that are living back home, they are counting on us for that support. So yeah, don't forget your roots, basically, as 660 once said.
A very big thank you, Risi Conway, Whakawhitai Laisi Lele, and all the very best for the remainder of Tuvalu Language Week celebrations 2022, Risi. Thank you again. God bless.
Kaftai Laisi Manuia.